Another thing for us to be aware of is that essentially the Torah that we keep today is a shadow of its former self, in that we haven't got a Sanhedrin. A Sanhedrin that would have cleared up any sveikas, any halachic doubts, that would have created a uniform policy for Klal Yisrael. Ki yipolemim chadava. When the sun is become Tavali, so you go to this place, and then you have to do what they say. And we daven for it. Hashiva Shevtein Kavri Shaina, restore our judges as they once were. What does it mean? Rashi and the Gemara already says Hashiva Shevtein Kavri Shaina means return them, so they should know how to teach according to your word. That literally, says the Rambam, that the Sanhedrin Belishkas Hagazis, the Sanhedrin in the chamber of hewn stone, are the Torah Shebaal Peh. It's just through Galus we didn't have the Sanhedrin, we haven't had a Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, essentially, the Sfarim that we have, the Masorah, the Gemara essentially, especially, has fulfilled that role. But Klal Yisrael needs a living, breathing Sanhedrin. The Sfasemis, the Ger Rebbe, says, Hashiva Shevtein Kav Rishayna, because the Sanhedrin and the wise people, the Chachmei Yisrael, that were there at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they literally lit up the eyes of the Jewish people. Pasuk says, V'shavtu es ha'am mishpat tzedek, they'll judge the people with a judgment of righteousness. That doesn't just mean when you've got two people that are coming with a claim, they've got a financial dispute. Oh, and therefore the Sanhedrin will get it right. V'shavtu es ha'am mishpat tzedek. Of course, that's true too. But also, they'll have an impact on the Jewish people as a whole. They'll incline the hearts of the Jewish people. They will all be people of truth. And that they will judge us and we will judge ourselves with mishpat tzedek against that measure of righteousness. And therefore we ask, Hashiva Shevtein Kav Rishayna, that our moral compass needs to come back. Those who are able to guide us. Those who are able to inspire us. Those that had such clarity in Torah. That were so in touch, in sync with the Dvar Hashem. That literally whatever they say becomes the Dvar Hashem. That's what we're crying out for. The Sanhedrin should come back as part of the restoration process. That we should have this judiciary as part of the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, the Sfasemis, and Parshas Shaiftin carries on, says that Bnei Yisrael, the Jewish people, are essentially follow their leaders. We're so influenced by the Shoftim. The Shoftim are called the Einei Ha'eda, the eyes of the people. They're the brain, they're the minds, the brains behind the people. And therefore we ask them to come back, give us advice, because it all follows the leaders. Literally, Klal Yisrael plays a game, quote unquote, follow the leader. When the leaders are righteous, then Klal Yisrael follows in their example. Klal Yisrael, Jewish people, are able to behave in a far more righteous fashion. So we're asking, Hashiva Shevtein Kav Rishayna, restore the Sanhedrin because of the impact that it will have on the Jewish people who will follow the leaders. Those leaders will have the ability to impact and influence the trajectory of the Jewish people. We so badly need that, and therefore we ask for it back.